We're going to go with Dan in Black Canyon City. Looks like he's got a 2019 Ford F-250 truck. Maybe it's a diesel, maybe not. What's going on, Dan?
Hello, it's a gas engine.
All right.
Same old question like always. I'm running Rotella T4, the 10W30 in that thing. I know you guys are a synthetic kind of guy, but what should I put in that thing? It does tick a little bit when I first start it up.
Well, you know, it's funny. Logan and I were talking about oil changes, oddly enough, with Oil Buddy, and what kind of oils you use and the various things that go into the oil and all the new oils coming out and stuff. But I'm going to let Logan answer after I give you my answer. My answer is you should put in it what the manual says you should put in it. And then you could do some variation from that. But, Logan, this 2019 F-250, now what engine's in that, by the way?
A 6.2 gas engine.
6.2 gas. So, of course, we're going to go in the manual because we don't know exactly what goes in every car. But, Logan, what do you think the right oil is for that vehicle?
So, if I remember correctly, I believe that engine, from when I've seen it come through the shop, if I remember, I think it wants either a 520 or a 5W30.
It says 530 on the cap, 530. Or 520.
So it might be good to try a 5W30. I believe that 5W is going to flow a little faster, especially on startup, compared to that 1030. And so you might reduce that ticking on startup that you're hearing with that proper viscosity in there.
Could, okay. Yeah. And if you've been using a 1040, you said?
It's 1030 Rotella.
Oh, 1030 Rotella.
I found a 1030.
Okay. Yeah. You know, in my mind, typically, and I may be wrong, but I associate Rotella with a diesel, don't you guys?
Typically. Yeah.
So I've seen a lot of the Rotella stuff is more geared towards diesel motors.
So, the other thing that's important, Dan, and for everybody listening, you know, motor oil is just not motor oil. There's API indexes. I forget what the Europeans call their rating system. But you need to look and see what the manufacturer recommends and then see what is on the back of the bottle and how it's certified and if it matches. If it doesn't match, you are not using the right oil for the car. Going with a thicker, I mean, you call it thicker. It's not necessarily thicker, if you will. But it's not good. As a matter of fact, we were talking about our Toyotas earlier. And in my Tundra, in the manual, I think it calls for 520. But now there's a service bulletin that says if you want to get the proper fuel mileage that we advertise, you have to use a 0.20 oil. So you don't want to put a heavier oil in there. It's like the extreme version would be like trying to pump oil versus peanut butter. It's not going to flow. The peanut butter is not going to get pumped and get to where it needs to get. And then again, I don't know if the Rotella, I can't even say I'm sure it's okay. It may not even meet the specs for that 2019 truck. So that's something, Dave or Dan, that you really, really want to look into. I don't know what Ford says on the interval on there. I'm guessing 5,000 miles. They might even be higher.
I would recommend 5,000 pretty much on any gas motor. And then I would also suggest trying a different oil just to see if it definitely makes a difference.
Yeah, for sure. And I'm a believer in synthetic. I know Dan mentioned something about, you know, he knows we're synthetic guys. I don't necessarily like synthetic for the reason to extend the length of the oil change. I want it for the protection of the engine. Brandon, you're raising your hand. You want to chime in over here.
Yeah.
What's up?
As far as a newer vehicle, you know, my perspective on a newer vehicle, it scares me to go to put any other, I call it flavor, of oil in that vehicle, especially when you're still within the manufacturer warranty time.
Big time.
And I don't know that you are. You may be out. Usually it's a 5-year 60.
Right.
But that alone, if you do have an engine problem, the dealer's going to say, sorry, bud,
You know what's yeah, and what's funny with that too? They might even say sorry, bud, as an excuse, even though it may not be a lubrication problem. I mean, I had a truck one time that I had lifted and done something on it. I forget what happened, and they said, "Oh, well, you've modified the truck." But that doesn't have anything to do with, you know, you could lift it 10 feet off the ground. It has nothing to do with the water pump. So, but the point is, you deviate from what you're supposed to do, and it very well could land you in a denial for only other reason than they can, you know. So yeah, definitely stick with what the manufacturer is suggesting. And you're right, these newer cars, especially your turbocharged cars, everything now it seems to be small displacement, and the oil capacities are not very much. So you really got to be checking the oil in between your service intervals too. So Dan, thanks for the call. Let us know what you do. Maybe on the next one, I'd be interested to see what you find with the Rotella. You know, but otherwise, a Shell oil. Shell makes great oil. Shell Pennzoil. They've got to have a great synthetic oil for that car. I like Liqui-Moly, for the German stuff. But there's all kinds of good stuff out there for you, Dan. So.